From the mountains and valleys of the American West, the most important weekly feature keeping you up to date on the state of the American working family, the problems they face, and real-world solutions that only union labor can provide, Defenestrat Media and The Left Show, in association with the Central Utah Federation of Labor and the AFL-CIO, present The Working Family Agenda with your host, Brian Faulkner. A look at the American working family like you've never heard before.
Thanks for checking out this week's Working Family Agenda. I'm Brian Faulkner. Our show is made possible by a solidarity grant from the AFL-CIO to the Central Utah Federation of Labor. I'm encouraged by the positive reception we have received from the listeners to The Left Show. They're great partners of ours. Our weekly editorials are intended to share all the commonalities we have as working families and to break down some of those misconceptions of organized labor. I'm sure some of you have some doubts because the guy who signs your paycheck has made all kinds of bogus claims about unions. I want you to remember, we, organized labor, we're part of the 99% too, and we have worked for more than a century to set the floor, the minimums that raise the standard for everybody else left behind. I spent some time at Occupy Salt Lake at the camp in Pioneer Park this week, and I noticed that there's a distinct segregation that's going on, and it's a sad story on every account. You have an immigrant community that feels isolated, that feels targeted, and then you have another segment. It's kind of sad. All of the stories, it's not kind of sad, it's really sad. These are working families for the most part that are exposed to a real kind of dangerous element because, like any refugee, people that have lost their homes, that have lost their jobs, they're in bad situations, and those situations get worse. I think what we need to remember is that we're all one, and the people that have jobs that set the floor, we're not the bad guys. We are lucky enough to work on a union contract and have guaranteed rights written into that contract. We pay for our representation through our dues monies, and that's what you're getting. You're getting an advocate that sits across the table that speaks to the employer, the guy who signs your paycheck, to make sure that things are fair and balanced. And that is something that everyone at this camp would benefit from. Thanks for checking out this week's Working Family Agenda. I hope you check us out next week. Until then, I wish you peace and prosperity.